It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 237th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows, on and off-air interviews. In fact, this week we're joined by a special guest on the phone, the world's biggest Kenny vs. Spenny fan, Kenny Hotz.
It's the funniest television show in the history of all of television. And I actually think, legitimately, was the funniest half hour in the history of television.
Yeah, Kenny vs. Spenny coming to Edmonton. We'll have details on that show coming up in the next little bit. Thanks so much for downloading the podcast. If you enjoy it, follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. Or, of course, we could be Facebook friends.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the Lego Movie continues to slay at the box office. So much so, Warner Brothers has already announced plans for a sequel. It'll be out May of 2017. Meanwhile, the sequel you didn't see coming? Space Jam. Yeah, this time around, Bugs Bunny and LeBron James. The reason I know it's an odd choice is because most people react to the news with a kind of puzzled curiosity. Really? Oh. And a 56-year-old Bosnian man claims he's got a magnetic energy that allows objects to stick to his body. He first discovered the unusual talent about 5 years ago with metal kitchen utensils. Soon realized that even plastic sticks to him. Is that magnetic energy or is it just time for a shower? And I don't know how this story escaped me the first time around, but it was 5 years ago today that Mr. T announced to the world that he no longer wears gold because it's a sin. Now, I don't profess to be any kind of an expert on religion. I mean, maybe it's a sin, maybe it's not. But announcing something like that to the world suggests you've already completed the bigger, more significant items on your spiritual checklist. You know, as if to suggest that wearing gold is the only thing standing between Mr. T and the papacy.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, it's been 2 decades since the milk industry adopted the slogan, "Got Milk." They've now decided to change it up. Their new slogan will be, "Milk Life." I confess, I'm more than a little disappointed they didn't go with either of my submissions. Go milk yourself, or milk. Probably the best thing you'll ever drink that came out of a cow. And tech experts say that by 2029, computers will be smarter than people. Google's director of engineering says that by then, they'll be able to understand human language, have the ability to learn from the experience, and even be able to tell jokes and flirt. You know, I've given this some serious thought. I really can't think of anything sadder than flirting with a robot. And David Hasselhoff's Knight Rider car is being auctioned off for charity. You know, I think that would have to be one of the most awesome vehicles you could possibly own. The weird thing is, a few years from now, nobody will even remember that show. The car will be worthless. Fast forward 10, 15 years, it's entirely possible you could come home from work. Your next-door neighbor will pull up in kit from Knight Rider, like it ain't no thing, and he'll plug in the old block heater. Weirder still, by then, pretty much every car will talk. The base model Ford Focus will probably have a bigger vocabulary than kit from Knight Rider.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You're familiar with the Nintendo company, right? Well, did you know that video games were not the original product for which they were known? It's true. We'll warp ahead to that story shortly. Health experts are warning that head lice is spreading at epidemic proportions. How come and why now? Well, one word, and a made-up word at that. Selfies. People squeezing their heads together to fit their faces in the frame. And having sex makes you smarter. Researchers studied mice and found that those who had more sex became more intelligent and even developed better long-term memory. Benefits they attribute to increased oxygen flooding the brain. So wait a minute, wouldn't jogging then have the same effect? And Nintendo is a name synonymous with video games. But did you know that company actually got its start in the 1800s? Yeah, and it wasn't manufacturing video games. It was making playing cards. The company's business model changed significantly over the decades to operating a cab company and, for a time, even a chain of brothels. Yeah, Nintendo brothels. At least I think they were brothels. They were listed as love hotels on Wikipedia. It was in 1974 when the company finally made its foray into video games.
It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Some movie news to start. Ghostbusters 3 is still a go despite the death of Harold Ramis earlier this week. Ramis was scheduled to make a cameo alongside Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. And the latest casting rumors include Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. She would be Janine, I imagine, and I'm thinking Jonah Hill would be Ray Stantz. And just how popular are beards right now? Well, there's a hair transplant clinic in Brooklyn that specializes in facial hair. $3,000 for a fill-in or $7,000 for the full Chaz Bono. And like hot food? Well, it's probably because you're a masochist. Researchers claim the pleasure of eating sriracha sauce is actually due to the part of the brain that responds to pain. See, but the part that's unfair here, you can order sriracha sauce on chicken wings and it's socially acceptable. Order them plain, though, and ask the waitress to spank you while you eat them? That'll get you kicked out of Hooters. And finally, a UK man initiated a Twitter feud with Domino's Pizza, saying he was burned by the pizza when he tried to have relations with it. Now, I know they call it sausage lovers, but it's just an expression.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the Oscars were on last night. So I hear. I mean, I was watching True Detective. Is it just me or has the internet ruined the spontaneity of live television? Nothing will ever happen on an award show that will not appear on YouTube the next morning. And a 19-year-old woman in the UK loves ketchup so much that she consumes 165 pounds of it every year. Started eating it as a kid in McDonald's, and now she spends over $500 a year on ketchup. And Barack Obama announced that the U.S. military is experimenting with different metals to create a suit of body armor like Iron Man. Well, like Iron Man without Robert Downey Jr.'s signature brand of sarcasm anyway, which, frankly, is the best part. He is kind of a treasure, isn't he? And the iPhone 6 is rumored to launch this fall. Reported new features include a stronger screen and solar charging capabilities. How cool is that? Meanwhile, experts are predicting that smartphones will go the way of the Palm Pilot. They say that by 2018, many of us will have grown tired of updating our Facebook statuses and Twitter feeds and get rid of our phones altogether. Then what? Have a genuine human interaction? I don't think so.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.
Kenny versus Spenny, April 1st at the Meyer Horowitz. We've got Kenny Hotz on the phone. How are you, man?
Very good. But I'm curious about this the Schleimy Finkelstein Horowitz Theater. What did he do? Like, how much moonshine did he sell you guys to get enough cash to open one of those things?
Meyer Horowitz was the dean or the president or something of the University of Alberta?
He sounds like he's the type of guy that makes hot dogs.
I don't know, Oscar Meyer Horowitz.
Is it Horowitz, W-H-O-R-E? That's probably how he made all his cash.
You know, I'm sad to say, I actually don't have the channel at home that Kenny versus Spenny's on. Thankfully, though, I sat on an airplane next to a guy who is your biggest fan and described in detail every single episode of the show to me.
You know what? We love our fucking fans. Like, I can't even tell you. They made us beyond famous. They've been stealing and sharing our shit, which I love, for 10 years. And they made us. And everything I did on this show, a million times more than Spenny, was just to turn on my Kenny fans that were watching me. And, well, we never thought girls would love the show so much. Girls love the show. Love the show.
You know, I was wondering about that because tickets went on sale on Valentine's. And I'm like, that's either the best Valentine's gift or the worst one. I can't tell.
It's a great present. There's no good comedy here. Almost everybody shit, and it pains me to say that. Tom Green really, you know, opened the door for us to go through and basically got us a show because he did so well. And aside from, you know, him and us and Trailer Park Boys, like, there's nobody out there doing anything, and it's fucking pathetic. Like, I'm embarrassed.
For those who've never seen Kenny versus Spenny, or like me, had the pleasure of sitting next to someone on an airplane and had it explained blow by blow.
Fuck them. Who cares? Like, if you haven't seen it by now, you know, Kenny versus Spenny, it's kind of like herpes. It has to be passed from person to person to grow. It's the funniest television show in the history of all of television. And I really believe that. And I know some of my fans believe that. And I actually think, legitimately, like the Farid episode was the funniest half hour in the history of television. I think we have more laughs per minute in our show than any other show in history. And that's why I love it so much. Look, I slipped my friend acid. I stayed awake for a week, ate 30 pounds of meat. Like, it was torture, the stuff I did to myself and my body. And it comes from love, like loving it so much and having so much fun with it.
Now, Kenny Hotz, for massive fans of the Kenny versus Benny show, how does the live show differ?
Well, you know, we're not actors, and, you know, we're not like, we don't do sketches and bits, which I think are really cheesy. I think this is your opportunity to really meet us. It's kind of like just being at the house, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing it, is because I get to go meet my fans, and they get to meet me, and I think there's nothing more important than that. I'm not putting on a performance for them, but I think when they leave, they'll get more laughs than any, you know, crappy Sarah Silverman, Louis C.K. concert, like, put together times 10.
Well, looking forward to it. April 1st at the Meyer Horowitz, or Maury Finkelstein, what did you?
Yeah, bring all the free herring you can eat.
Details at KennyVsBennyTour.ca, or, of course, at Sonic1029.com. Thank you so much, Kenny Hotz.
Yeah, and I think it's 80% sold, so it's your last chance. Honestly, don't miss this.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast.